Play of the Week. Night School by Harold Pinter. With Peter Pacey as Walter, Freddie Jones as Sholto, Catherine Parr as Annie, and Betty Hardy as Millie. Night School.
Oh, look at your raincoat. It's on the floor.
Oh, hang it up. I'll take the case upstairs, eh?
Oh, have your tea. Go on, have your tea. Oh. And don't worry about taking the case upstairs.
Lovely cake.
How do you like it? Oh, I've had to lay off cake. It was giving me heartburn. Go on, have another piece.
Oh, well, the place looks marvellous.
I gave it a nice clean out before you came. Well, how did they treat you this time, eh?
Marvellous.
I didn't expect you back so soon. I thought you were staying longer this time.
No, I wasn't staying longer.
Millie's not been well.
Huh? What's the matter with her?
Well, she'll be down in a minute. She heard you come.
I brought some chocolates for her.
I can't stand chocolates.
I know that. That's why I didn't bring you any.
Oh, you remembered, eh?
Oh, yes.
Yes. She's been having a rest upstairs. All I do, I run up and down them stairs all day long. Oh, what about the other day? I was up doing those curtains. I came over terrible. Then she says I shouldn't have done them that way. I should have done them the other way.
What's the matter with the curtains?
She says they're not hanging properly. She says I should have done them the other way. She likes them the other way. She lies up there, upstairs. I'm older than she is. Now, I went out and got that cake the minute we got your letter.
You know, I've been thinking for months.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? Months. I'll come back here. I'll lie on my bed. I'll see the curtains blowing by the window. I'll have a good rest, eh?
There she is. She's moving herself. You got a bit of the sun?
I'm going to take it easy for a few weeks.
You should. It's silly. You should have a rest for a few weeks.
Hmm. Ah, Mr. Sholto.
Oh, I'm still the best landlord in the district. You wouldn't get a better landlord in any district.
You're good tenants to him.
No, he's so kind. He's almost one of the family. Except he doesn't live here. Matter of fact, he hasn't been to tea for months.
I'm going to ask him to lend me some money.
She's coming down.
What's a couple of hundred to him? Nothing.
Don't say a word about the curtains.
Eh?
Don't mention about the curtains, about the hanging. About what I told you, about what she said, about the way I hung the curtains. Don't say a word if she comes.
Ah.
Auntie Millie.
Mm.
Mwah.
Did she give you a bit of cake?
Marvellous cake.
I told her to go and get it.
I haven't had a bit of cake like that for 9 solid months.
It comes from down the road.
Here you are, Auntie. Here's some chocolates.
Oh, we didn't forget that I like chocolates.
We didn't forget that I don't like chocolates.
Nutty? Are they nutty?
I picked them specially for the nuts. They were the nuttiest ones they had there.
Oh, sit down, Millie. Don't stand up.
I've been sitting down. I've been lying down. I've got to stand up now and again.
You haven't been so well, eh?
Middling. Only middling.
I'm only middling as well.
Yes, and he's only been middling.
Well, I'm back now, eh?
So, how did they treat you this time, eh?
Very well. Hmm? Very well.
When are you going back?
I'm not going back.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Walter, spending half your life in prison. Where do you think that's going to get you?
Half my life? What do you mean? Twice, that's all.
What about Bolster?
That doesn't count.
Oh. I wouldn't mind if you ever had a bit of luck, but what happens? Every time you move yourself, they take you inside.
I've finished with all that anyway.
Now listen, I've told you before, if you're not clever in that way, you should try something else. You should open up a little business. You could get the capital from Sholto. He'll lend you some money. I mean, every time you put your foot outside the door, they pick you up, they put you inside. What's the good of it?
You can have a jam tart, Wally.
Sure.
Where'd you get the jam tarts?
Round the corner?
Round the corner? I thought I told you to get them down the road.
He didn't have any down the road.
Why, had he run out?
I don't know if he'd made any today.
What are they like?
Lovely.
I've had to lay off tarts, haven't I, Annie?
They was giving her heartburn.
I had to lay right off tarts since just after Easter.
I bet you never had a tart in prison, Molly.
No, Auntie, I couldn't lay me hands on one.
Well, have you told him?
Told him what?
You haven't told him?
Told me what?
Hey?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
I wasn't going to tell him.
Tell me what?
You said you was going to tell him.
I didn't have the pluck.
What's going on here? What's all this?
Have a rock cake, Wally.
No, thanks. I'm full up.
Yeah, go on. Have a rock
no,
cake.
No, I've had enough, honest.
Have a rock cake. Come on.
I can't. I'm full up.
I'll go and fill the pot.
I'll go.
Look, you can't go. Come on. Give me the pot. You can't go. You're not well.
I'll go. Come on. Give me the pot.
I made the tea. Why shouldn't I fill the
can't
pot?
I fill the pot for my own nephew?
Now, listen. What have you got to tell me? What's the matter? Come home from prison. I've been away 9 months. I come home for a bit of peace and quiet to recuperate. What's going on here?
Well, we've let your room.
You've what?
We've let your room.
Look, Wally, don't start making faces. How could we help ourselves?
You've done what?
We missed you.
It gave us a bit of company.
Of course it did.
It gave us a helping hand.
You spend half your time inside. We don't know when you're coming out.
We only get a pension.
That's all we've got. We only got the pension.
She pays good money. She pays £3.50 a week.
She's down there every Friday morning with the rent.
And she looks after her room. She's always dusting her room.
She helps me give a bit of a dust round the house.
On the weekends.
She leaves the bath as good as new.
And you should see what she's done to her room.
Oh, you should see how she's made the room.
She's made it beautiful. She's made it really pretty.
She's fitted up a bedside table lamp in there, hasn't she?
She's always studying books.
She goes out to night school 3 nights a week.
She's a young girl.
She's a very clean girl.
She's quiet.
She's a homely girl.
What's her name?
Sally.
Sally what?
Sally Gibbs.
How long's she been here?
Oh, she'd been here about, when did she come?
Oh, she came about...
4 months about she's been here.
What does she do for a living?
She teaches at school.
A school teacher?
Yes.
A school teacher in my room?
Wally, you like her.
She's sleeping in my room?
What's the matter with the put-you-up? You can have the put-you-up in here.
Put-you-up? She's sleeping in my bed?
Well, she's brought a lovely coverlet. She's put it on.
A coverlet? I could go out now. I could pick a coverlet as good as hers. What are you talking about coverlets for?
Walter, don't shout at your aunt. She's deaf.
I can't believe it. I come home after 9 months in a dungeon.
The money's been a great help.
Have I ever left you short of money?
Yes.
Well, not through my own fault. I've always done my best.
And where's it got you?
What, sis? Are you reproaching me?
Your aunt's not one to go around reproaching people, Walter.
Leave and let leave, that's my motto.
And mine.
It's always been my motto. You ask anyone.
Listen, you don't understand. This is my home. I live here. I've lived in that room for years.
On and off.
You're asking me to sleep on that put-you-up. The only person who ever slept on that put-you-up was Auntie Grace. That's why she went to America.
She slept in it for 5 years with Uncle Alf, Grace did. They never had a word of complaint.
Uncle Alf. Honest, this is not me for six. Can't believe it. I'll tell you one thing about that bed she's sleeping in.
What's the matter with it?
There's nothing the matter with it. It's mine, that's all. I bought it.
So he did, Millie.
You? I thought I bought it.
That's right, you did, I remember.
You brought it. You went out and chose it. But who gave you the money to buy it?
Yes, he's right. He did.
I mean, what's happened to my damn things? What's happened to my case? The one I left here?
Well, she didn't mind us leaving your things in the cupboard, did she, Millie?
Things? Things? That's my life's work. Well, she'll have to go, that's all.
She's not going.
Why not?
She's not going to go.
I should say not. She's staying.
Why can't she sleep on the put-you-up?
Put a lovely girl like that on the put-you-up in the dining room.
She's lovely, is she?
You should see the beauty cream on her dressing table.
My dressing table?
I like a girl who looks after herself.
She gives herself a good going over every night.
She's never out of the bath, morning and night. On the night she goes to the night school, she has one before she goes out. Other nights she has it just before she goes to bed.
Well, she couldn't have it after she'd gone to bed, could she? Night school? What kind of night school?
Well, she's studying foreign languages there. She's learning to speak two more languages.
Yes. You can smell her up and down the house.
Smell her?
Lovely perfume she puts on.
Yes, I'll say that. It's a pleasure to smell her.
Is it?
There's nothing wrong with a bit of perfume.
We're not narrow-minded over a bit of perfume.
Oh, she's up to date, that's all.
Up to the latest fashion.
Oh, I was when I was a girl.
What about me?
Oh, so were you. But you weren't as up to date as I was.
I was. I wasn't having you coming it over me.
Does she know where I've been?
Oh, yes.
You told her I've been in the nick.
Oh, we told her, yes.
Did you tell her why?
Oh, no. Oh, no, we didn't tell her why.
No, we didn't discuss that. But, I mean, it didn't worry her, did it, Millie?
No.
I mean, she was very interested. Oh, she was terribly interested.
She was she?
Yes.
Where am I going to put my case?
You can put it in the hall.
The hall? That means I've got to keep running out of the hall whenever I want anything. I can't live in these conditions for long. I'm used to something better. I'm used to privacy. I could have her walking in here any time of the day or night. It's a living room. I don't want to share my meals with a stranger.
Well, she only has bed and breakfast. I take it up to her room.
What does she have?
She has a nice piece of bacon with a poached egg, and she enjoys every minute
of it. For £3.50 a week, you're charging £10 everywhere up and down the country. She's doing you. She's got hot and cold running water, every comfort, breakfast in a first-class bed. She's taking you for a ride.
No, she's not.
I left something in your room. I'm going to get it.
Mr. Street?
Yes?
I'm so pleased to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, yes.
Your aunts are charming people.
Hmm.
Are you glad to be back?
I've left something in my room. I've got to get it.
Oh, well, we'll meet again. Bye-bye.
Could I just...
What?
Come in.
Come in? But... Well, yes, do it if you want to. I'm sorry. Everything's all over the place. I'm at school all day. I don't have much time to tidy up. I believe I'm teaching at the school you went to in the infants.
Round the corner? Yeah, I went there.
You wouldn't believe all the things I've heard about you. You're the apple of your aunt's eyes.
So are you.
I'm happy here. I get on very well with them.
Look, I've got to get something in here.
In here? I thought you said you'd left something in your room.
This is my room.
This?
You've taken my room.
Have I? I never realised that. Nobody ever told me that. I'm terribly sorry. Do you want it back?
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, dear. This is very awkward. I must say, I'm very comfortable here. I mean, where else could I sleep?
There's a put you up downstairs.
Oh, I don't trust those things, do you? I mean, this is such a lovely bed.
I know it is. It's mine.
You mean I'm sleeping in your bed?
Yes.
Oh?
I've got something in here I want to get.
Well, carry on.
It's in a rather private place.
Do you want me to go out?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Go out of the room, do you mean?
It won't take me a minute.
What are you looking for?
It's a private matter.
Is it a gun? Can't it turn me back?
2 minutes. That's all I want.
All right. 2 minutes.
But these frills. Frills all over the place. Bloody doll's house. My damn room.
Are you finished?
Just a minute.
Where is
the damn case? Wait a minute. What's glasses. Well, well.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Find it.
Yes, thank you. What do you teach? Ballet?
Ballet? No. What a funny question.
It's not funny. A lot of women teach ballet.
I don't dance.
I'm sorry I disturbed your evening.
That's all right.
Good night.
Good night.
I've another piece of lemon meringue, Mr. Sholto.
With pleasure.
You'd like it.
They wanted £350 income tax off me the other day. My word of honour. I said to them, you must be mad. What are you trying to do, bring me to an early death? Buy me a cheap spade, I'll get up first thing in the morning before breakfast and dig my own grave. £355, nigger, eh? I said to them, I said, show me it. I said, show me it down in black and white. Show me where I've earned, must be around £1,000. You asked me for all that. It's an estimate, they said. We've estimated your earnings. An estimate? Who did your estimate? A blind man with double vision? I'm an old age pensioner. I'm in the receipt of £10 a week. Find me something to estimate. What do you say, Walter?
There are a lot of villains, there are a lot of them.
They don't care for the old.
Still, you still got plenty of energy left in you, Mr. Sholto.
Plenty of what?
Energy.
Energy? You should have seen me in the outback, in Australia. I was the man who opened up the Northern Territory for them out there.
It's a wonder you never got married, Mr. Sholto.
I've always been a lone wolf. The first time I was seduced, I said to myself, Sholto, watch your step, mind how you go. Go so far, but no further. If they want to seduce you, let them seduce you, but marry them. Out of the question.
Where was that, in Australia or Greece?
Australia.
How did you get to Australia from Greece?
By sea. How do you think? I worked me passage. And what a trip. I was only a pubescent. I killed a man with my own hands. A 6'10" Lascar from Madagascar.
From Madagascar?
Sure. Alaska.
Alaska?
Madagascar.
It's happened before?
And it'll happen again.
Have another piece of Swiss roll, Mr. Sholto.
Oh, I bet you some woman could have made you a good wife.
If I wanted to get married, I could clinch it tomorrow. Like that. But I'm like Wally, I'm a lone wolf.
How's the scrap business, Mr. Sholto?
It's the same question the tax inspector asked me. I told him I retired years ago. He says to me, why don't you fill out your income tax returns? Why don't you fill out all the forms we sent you? I said, I got no income tax to declare. That's why. You're the only man in the district who won't fill out his form. He says, you want to go to prison? Prison, I said. Man like me, a clean living old man like me, a man who discovered Don Bradman, it's a national disgrace. Fill out your forms, he said. There'll be no trouble. Listen. Listen, I said. If you want me to fill out these forms, if you want me to go through all that clerical work, all right, pay me a small sum. Pay me for my trouble. Pay me to do it. Otherwise, fill them out yourself. Leave me alone. 355, nicker. They got a fair chance.
A good wife wouldn't have done you no harm. She'd fill out your forms for you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Ever custard tart, Mr. Sholto?
He's still got a good appetite.
I've been saving it up since I lost. Come here.
What? When were you last here, Mr. Sholto?
It was just after you went inside.
I brought around some daffodils.
9 months ago, he remembers.
How are they doing?
What?
The daffodils.
Oh, they died.
Go on.
So you don't know about the lodger?
Lodger?
Yes, we've got a lodger now.
She's a school teacher.
A school teacher, eh? Where does she sleep? On the put you up.
My aunt gave her my room.
Come on, Annie. Help me clear the table.
The lady who first seduced me in Australia, she kicked her own husband out and gave me his room. I bumped into him years later, making a speech at the Marble Arch. It wasn't a bad speech, as it so happens.
Why don't you lend Wally a few pounds, Mr. Sholto?
Me?
Yes, why don't you?
You could help to set him up.
Why don't you go to the Prisoners' Help Society? They'll give you a loan. I mean, you've done 2 stretches. You must have a few good references.
You wouldn't miss £200.
200 here, 355 there. What do you think I am, the bank manager?
You can't take it with you, Mr. Sholter.
Who wants to be the richest man in the cemetery?
It won't do you much good where you're going, Mr. Sholter.
Who's going anywhere?
Come on, Annabelle. There's one rock cake left, Mr. Sholter.
I'll tell you what, Annie.
Yeah?
Keep the rock cake.
Oh, Annabelle.
I wish I could give you a helping hand, Wally. Honest, but things are very tight. I had 6 cross doubles the other day. 3 came home. Number 4 developed rheumatism on the last hurdle. I went without food for 2 days.
I could do with a lift up. I'm thinking of going straight.
Why? You getting tired of a life of crime?
I'm not good enough. I get caught too many times. I'm not clever enough.
You're still on the post office books?
Yeah.
It's a mug's game. I told you before, if you want to be a forger, you've got to have a gift. It's got to come from the heart.
I'm not a good enough forger.
You're a terrible forger.
That's why I'm always getting caught.
I'm a better forger than you any day. And I don't forge.
I haven't got the gift.
A forger's got to love his work. You don't love your work. That's your trouble, Walter.
If you lent me 200 quid, I could go straight.
I'm an old age pensioner, Wally. What are you talking about?
Only I could get my room back. I could get settled in. I could think about things.
But who's this school teacher then? What's the game?
Listen, I want to show you something.
What?
This photo.
Who's this?
A girl. I want to find.
Who is she?
Well, that's what I want to find out.
We were just talking about forging, about your room, about the school teacher. What's this got to do with it?
This is a club, isn't it? In the photo.
Sure.
And that girl's a hostess, isn't she?
Sure.
Can you locate her?
Me?
Do you know any of these men?
No.
These men with her?
Well, one of them looks familiar.
Find that girl for me. It's important. As a favour. You're the only man I know who could find her. You know these clubs.
Do you know the girl?
No.
Well, where'd you get hold of the photo?
I got hold of it.
What have you done? Fallen in love with the photo?
Sure. That's right.
Yeah. Very attractive girl. A lovely girl. All right, Wally. I tried to find her for you.
Thanks.
Who's that?
That's our lodger. The school teacher.
I don't want the milk hot. I want it cold.
Oh, it is cold.
I thought you warmed it up.
I did. The time I get up here, it's gone cold.
You should have kept it in the pan. If you brought it up in the pan, it would have still been hot.
I thought you said you didn't want it hot.
I don't want it hot.
But that's why I'm saying it's cold.
I know that, but if I had wanted it hot, that's all I'm saying. It could be colder.
Do you want a piece of anchovy or a donut?
I'll have the anchovy. What are you going to have?
I'm going downstairs to have a donut.
Well, you can have this one.
No, I've got one downstairs. You can have it after the anchovy.
Well, why don't you have the anchovy?
You know what, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind a few pilchards.
Herring. A nice bit of herring. That's what I could do with.
A few pilchards with a drop of vinegar. And a plate of chocolate mousse to go after it.
Chocolate mousse?
Don't you remember when we had chocolate mousse at Clacton?
Chocolate mousse wouldn't go with herrings.
I'm not having herrings. I'm having pilchards. Listen.
Yes?
It's me.
Just a moment. Come in.
He's in.
What do you mean, he's in?
He's gone in.
Gone in where, Annie?
Into her room.
His room?
His room.
He's gone in?
Yes.
Is he in there?
Yes.
So he's in there with her?
Yes.
Go out and have a listen.
Let's have some of this. I brought it for you.
What is it?
Brandy.
What's this in aid of?
Well, I thought we might as well get to know each other, both living in the same house.
Yes, why not?
Do you? Drink?
Oh, not really.
Just one or two now and again, eh?
Very occasionally.
But you'll have a drop of this.
Just a drop. Glasses.
I've got them.
All prepared, eh?
Cheers.
Good health.
I wanted to say, I was a bit rude yesterday. I wanted to apologise.
You weren't rude.
It'll just take a bit of getting used to, that's all. You have in my room.
Well, look, I've been thinking, perhaps we could share the room in a kind of a way.
Share it?
I mean, you could use it when I'm not here or something.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It'd be quite easy. I'm at school all day.
What about the evenings?
Well, I'm out 3 nights a week, you see.
Where'd you go?
Oh, night school. I'm studying languages. Then I usually go on with a girlfriend of mine, a history teacher, to listen to some music.
What kind of music?
Mozart, Brahms, that kind of stuff.
Oh, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's cosy in here. Have another one.
Oh.
Just one.
Thanks. Cheers.
I've never been in this room with a lady before.
Oh.
The boys used to come here, though. This is where we used to plan our armed robberies.
Really?
My aunt's never told you why I've been inside, have they?
No.
Well, what it is, you see, I'm a gunman.
Oh.
Ever met a gunman before?
I don't think so.
It's not a bad life, all things considered. Plenty of time off. You know, holidays with pay, you could say. No, there's plenty of worse occupations. You're not frightened of me. Now you know I'm a gunman, are you?
No, I think you're charming.
Oh. You're right there. That's why I got on so well in prison, you see. Charm? You know what I was doing in there? I was running a prison library. I was the best librarian they ever had. The day I left, the governor gave me personal send-off, saw me all the way to the gate. He told me business at the library had shot up out of all recognition since I've been in charge.
What a wonderful compliment.
He told me that if I consider giving up armed robbery, he'd recommend me for a job in the British Museum, looking after rare manuscripts. You know, writing my opinion of them.
Well, I should think that's quite a skilled job.
Cheers. Skilled?
Hmm.
Well, funny enough, I've had a good bit to do with rare manuscripts in my time. I used to know a bloke who ran a business digging them up.
Digging what up?
Rare manuscripts. Out of tombs. I used to give him a helping hand when I was on the loose. Very well paid it was. You see, they were nearly always attached to a corpse. These manuscripts, you had to lift up the pelvis bone with a pair of tweezers. Big tweezers. Can't leave fingerprints on a corpse, you see.
Oh.
Canon law.
Ah.
The biggest shock I ever had was when a skeleton collapsed on top of me and nearly bit my ear off. I had a funny feeling at that moment. I thought I was the skeleton, and he was my long-lost uncle come to kiss me goodnight. You've never been inside a grave, I suppose. Well, I can recommend it. Honest. I mean, if you want to taste everything life has to offer.
Well, I'll be inside one day.
I don't know. You might be cremated. Or drowned at sea, mightn't you?
Still talking.
What are they talking about?
Oh, I can't make it out. Oh, I should have gone. You're as deaf as a post. The donut's given me up. Good night.
You're a northerner.
That's clever of you. I thought
I can tell the accent.
I thought I'd lost it.
There's something in your eyes, too. You only find it in Lancashire girls.
Really? What?
You seem a bit uncomfortable with me. Why's that?
I'm not uncomfortable.
Why's that, then? You seem a bit uneasy.
I'm not.
Let's fill you up, eh? I mean, you were different yesterday. You were on top of yourself yesterday.
It's you who are different. You're different today.
You don't want to worry about me being an armed robber. They call me the gentle gunman.
I'm not worried.
My aunties think you're marvellous. I think they've got us in mind for the marriage stakes.
What?
Yeah, I think they've found me a wife.
How funny.
They've roped you in to take part in a wedding. They've forgotten one thing, though.
What's that?
I'm married. As a matter of fact, I'm married to three women. I'm a triple bigamist. Do you believe me?
I think you're in a very strange mood.
It's the look in your eyes that's brought it on.
You haven't got such bad eyes yourself.
Your eyes, they're northern eyes. They're full of soot.
Thank you.
Top it up. Come on.
To our eyes.
I thought you didn't drink. You're going to knock it back all right. Keep you in practice at school, I suppose, in the milk break. Keeps you in trim for netball. Or at that night school, eh? I bet you enjoy yourself there. Come on. Tell me what you get up to at that night school.
I lead a quiet life, a very quiet life. I don't mix with people.
Except me. You're mixing with me.
I don't have any kind of social life.
Oh, I'll have to take you round a few of the clubs I know, show you the sights.
No. I don't like that.
What do you like?
Lying here. By myself.
On my bed?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Thinking.
Think about me last night.
You?
This offer to share your room. I might consider it. I bet you're thinking about me now.
Why should I?
I'm thinking about you. I don't know why I made such a fuss about this room. It's just an ordinary room. There's nothing to it. I mean, if you weren't here. If you weren't in it. There'd be nothing to it. Why don't you stay in it? It's not true that I'm married. I just said that. I'm not attached. To tell you the truth, I'm still looking for Miss Wright.
I think I should move away from here.
Where would you go?
Anywhere.
Would you go to the seaside? I could come with you. We could do a bit of fishing. On the pier. Yeah, we could go together. Or, on the other hand, we could stay here. We could stay where we are.
Could we?
Sit down.
What?
Sit down. Cross your legs. Cross your legs. Uncross them. Stand up. Turn around. Stop. Sit down. Cross your legs. Uncross your legs.
Now, I'll tell you, it must be, must be round about 10 years. The last time was when I was down at Richmond. Yes, the donkey. Oh, the donkey, to be sure. Yeah, I left there 3 years ago.
How long you been here, then? I haven't been down here for about 3 years.
Yeah, you must have missed me. I come here 3 years ago. That's exactly when I come here. Charlie?
It was a real dive before then, I can tell you.
Shall I begin, Mr. Tully?
Yeah, same again. Dive, of course it was a dive. They asked me to come here and give it, you know, a bit of class about 3 years ago. I gave the boot to about a dozen low lives from the start. You know, I made my position clear.
Didn't they give you no trouble?
With me? Listen, they know if they want to start making trouble, they pick the right customer. Don't you remember me at Blackheath?
You going back a bit?
I'm going back a few years before the war.
You going back to when the game was good?
Yeah, what about you at Blackheath?
Blackheath. It's another story when you start talking about Blackheath.
Your drink, sir.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. Here you are, Ambrose. Cheers.
Now, you can see it's not a dive no more. I got the place moving. I mean, we got a band up there. Well, I say a band, a piano and a sax and a double bass, but they're very good boys. Very, very good boys. We got a very nice clientele coming here. You know, we get a lot of musicians coming down here. They make up a very nice clientele. Of course, you get a certain amount of business executives. I mean, high-class people. I was talking to a few of them only the other night. They come over from Hampton Court. They come from Twickenham, from Datchet.
All the way from Datchet?
Sure, they get in the car, and how long's it taking them? They come here for a bit of relaxation. I mean, we got a 2 o'clock license. We got 3 resident birds. What made you come down here all of a sudden?
Just one of them funny things, Cyril. I heard of a little bird.
What, one of the birds here?
Oh, still sharp, eh, Cyril?
You heard about the quality we got here, eh? We got some high-class dolls down here, don't worry. They come all the way from finishing school.
What did he say there?
Come over with me one Sunday, he says. Come over and have Sunday dinner and meet the wife. Why, I said, what are you going to introduce me as, your sister? No, he says, she's very broad-minded, my wife. She'll be delighted to meet you.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that kind of thing before.
Yes, well, that's what I said. Oh, yes, I said, I've heard of that kind of thing before. Go on, get off out of it, I said. Buzz off before I call a copper.
Which was he, the one with the big nose?
Yes.
Come on, girls, move yourselves. We're ready for the off.
Who asked you to come into the ladies' room?
Look, don't give me no lip. Get your skates on. Sally, Cyril wants you at his table right away.
I'll kick him in the middle of his paraphernalia one of these days. Oh, go on, what happened then?
Well, why don't you come on the river with me one of these days, he says. I'll give you a ride in a punt.
You know what? A punt.
What's a punt? I said to him, in a punt with you, you must be mad. You won't get me in no punt.
Oh, I thought you said he attracted you.
Oh, he did. Well, to start off, that's all. I thought he wasn't bad, but you know he came from Australia.
Oh.
Well, he got a lot of Australian habits. They didn't go down very well with me.
Come on. I don't want to tell you again. Where do you think you are? On Brighton front? Cyril wants you at his table.
I'll cut his ears off one of these days.
So I thought to myself, Tally, Big Johnny Balsam, she must be all right.
Yeah, sure she's all right.
So I thought I'd follow it up.
Oh, you couldn't have done better. Well, here she is. Come on, darling. This is an old friend of mine, Ambrose Schultz.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Now, sit down, Ambrose. I want you to meet this girl, Ambrose. This is the cleverest girl we got here. She speaks 3 languages.
What languages?
Tell him.
Well, English, for a start.
Oh, she's witty too, eh?
Witty. She's my favourite girl.
Oh, I'm not.
Aren't you going to tell me your name?
Katina.
Katina? What the coincidence. My childhood sweetheart was called Katina.
Now,
really,
go
Mr.
on.
Shelter?
Yes, when I was a little boy. When I was a little boy in Athens. That's when it was.
I just took the train down to Southend, that's all.
Southend? What for?
I felt like having a look at the seaside. It wasn't bad down here. I strolled around, that's all. Smelt the old sea, that's all.
You've got a secret.
Have I?
Oh, come on, Wally. What do you think of her? She's nice, isn't she?
Who, the girl upstairs? Yeah, she's a very nice girl.
You like her, eh?
Who?
Don't you?
What, the one that lives upstairs, eh?
All larking aside.
Well, all larking aside, without any larking, I'd say she was all right.
You didn't like her, though, first going off, did you?
Oh, well, the first going off ain't anything like the second going off, is it? Well, what I mean to say is that the second going off often turns out to be very different from what you thought was going to be on the first going off. You see what I'm saying?
Hasn't she made the room lovely, eh?
Very snazzy. Oh,
she's made it really feminine, hasn't she?
Oh, without a shadow of doubt.
Oh, she should be in soon. She should be due home from night school in about half an hour.
What do you think of that?
No, you've got real rhythm. Mr. Sholto, it's a pleasure.
I've always had rhythm. Take it from me. I was born with rhythm. My big toe can dance a polka by himself. My word of honour. My sweetheart and me, we used to dance by the sea at night with the waves coming. You ever done that?
No, never. Let's have a drink.
How are you getting on, you two?
Marvellous.
Lovely.
See us on the floor?
Yeah, what were you doing on the floor?
Dancing.
You should have seen him at the Black Heath. Go on, off you go, sir. We're talking about philosophy.
Amanda, here you go.
I was going to say something to you.
What?
I own a private beach on the south coast. It's all my own. A little beach hut. Well, not so little. It's big. It's not a hut, either. It's a bit bigger than a hut. It's got Indian carpets. It's got the front side full of windows looking out to the sea. It's got central heating and the waves. The waves come right up to the front step. You can lie on it then and watch them come closer and closer. How would you like to lie there in the moonlight, eh? And watch the waves come closer and closer.
Sounds very nice.
Next weekend we'll go down, eh?
Oh, well, I...
No excuses. I'll barbecue a boar on the beach, my word of honour.
Where are you going to get the boar?
Especially from France. Oh. Where else? Listen, you want to know a little secret?
Hmm?
I came down here specifically to look for you.
What do you mean?
I got hold of this photo, you see. So I got hold of the photographer. He told me where the club was, and here I am.
Where'd you get the photo?
That I'm not supposed to tell you. You see, what I was doing, I was looking for you for a pal of mine.
A pal? Who?
Don't worry about it. I'm not going to tell him where he can find you. No, I wouldn't let a man like that get hold of a lovely girl like you.
What's his name?
He's a man called Wally. Wally Street. He's always in and out of the nick. He's a forger, a petty thief, does post office books. You know him?
No.
Funny. I don't know what he... Anyway, forget all about it. But I'll give him his due. If it wasn't for him showing me this photo, where would I be, eh? And where would you be?
Yes. Where would I be?
Outside.
What's up? Have you found a girl?
The girl? What girl?
The girl, a photo I gave you, you know.
Oh, the girl. You mean the girl I was throwing...
Yeah, I thought that might be why you come round.
You're dead right. That's exactly why I've come round.
Well, that's what I thought.
And you weren't wrong.
Well, where is she?
That's what I wanted to tell you. I can't find her.
You can't find her?
Not a smell. That's exactly what I came round to tell you.
Not a smell, eh?
Not a whiff.
I thought you were on her track.
There's no track. I've been everywhere. The Madrigal, the Whip Room, the Gamut, Pedro's. Nobody knew the face. Wait a minute. Pedro said he might have seen her once round a few back doubles in Madrid. She'd been to Madrid.
How would I know? I never met her.
I thought you had.
Didn't you locate that club?
What club?
In the photo.
No. What I thought, the best thing to do would be to get hold of the photographer, you see. So I paid him a call.
What did he say?
He wasn't there. He'd gone to Canada for a conference.
What kind of a conference?
A dental conference. He's going to be a dentist.
Why'd he give up photography?
He had a change of heart. You know how it is. He gave me a cup of coffee, told me his life story.
Who did?
His brother. The chiropodist. He's in dead trouble, that boy. He can't meet his overheads.
Look here, Mr. Sholto. If I were you, I'd give up the whole thing.
You want my opinion? I think the photos are fake. There's no such club. There's no girl. They don't exist.
That's exactly what I think.
You do?
Exactly.
Who knows? You might be right.
That photo, it's a fake. You'll never find her.
How can it be a fake? I thought you knew her.
I never said I knew her. I've never met her.
But that's what I'm saying. There's no one to know. You've never seen her. I've never seen her. There's no one to see.
She doesn't exist.
All the same, look, the girl's there. That's the photo of someone.
No one I know.
Take my tip, Wally. Wipe the whole business from your head. Wipe it clean out of your mind.
That's what I think you'd better do, Mr. Sholto.
What's that?
That's the school teacher.
That's your mark. Someone with an education. She keeps nice hours for a school teacher. Where's she been? Night school?
Are you there? Are you in there? I want to speak to you. Let me in a minute. Will you let me in a minute? What's up with you? What the hell's up with you? Let me in. I want to speak to you.
She's gone.
Gone?
Here's a note.
Where's she gone?
She left a note.
What does it say?
Dear Mrs. Billet, I'm very sorry, but an urgent matter has called me away suddenly. I don't know when I'll be back, so I thought I'd better take everything. I didn't want to wake you up. Thank you. Goodbye. I'm going to tell Wally. Wally, wake up. She's gone away.
Who?
She left a note. Look.
Yes, well, she obviously had to go away.
You didn't have any arguments with her, did you, Wally?
No.
You didn't see her last night after she came back from night school?
No.
I just found this photo in her room.
Oh, doesn't she look lovely, holding that netball?
With all the schoolgirls.
I never knew she was a games mistress. She never told us.
It looks as though she's gone for good.
Yes. That's what it looks like.
That was Night School by Harold Pinter, with Peter Pacey as Walter and Freddie Jones as Sholto. Annie was played by Catherine Parr, Millie by Betty Hardy, Sally by Jennifer Piercy, Tully by Roger Hammond, Mavis by Eve Karpf, Charlie by Adrian Egan, and Barbara by Marilyn Sarrington. The sound balance was by George Auburn and Janet Davy, and the play was directed by Gordon House.